Tensions continue to flare outside the Delaney Hall Immigration Detention Center in Newark, New Jersey. Protesters who say living conditions in the building are inhumane, clashing with immigration enforcement supporters Saturday morning. This following a night of violent encounters between ICE officers and demonstrators being met with tear gas and pepper spray Friday. Just hours earlier, New Jersey Governor Mickey Sherrill announced plans to set up a safe zone for protesters to avoid a repeat of the chaos that enveloped the streets of Minneapolis between ICE agents and American citizens just months ago.
We know what ICE has done in other states, and we know American citizens lost their lives. And I refuse to let that happen in New Jersey.
The escalation in protests comes after 300 migrants went on a hunger and labor strike inside the detention center due to poor living conditions, including reports of detainees being burned by scalding hot showers and maggot-infested food.
For days, ICE has refused most of our requests, raising serious questions about what it's trying to hide from public view. Yesterday, the New Jersey Department of Health sought to inspect the site, but it was denied full access as well.
I have a court order here that allows me to come in.
Wednesday, a group of U.S. lawmakers went to Delaney Hall to see the conditions for themselves and hear from detainees.
The women told us that they were being mistreated. The women there are under attack. And they gave us a list of demands. This facility, this detention center, must shut down.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen denies the allegations of unfit conditions at Delaney Hall, but said, quote, it isn't a Holiday Inn.